Hello, and thanks for joining us here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue with a series called Shaped to Make a Difference. In these teachings, Pastor Rick uses the acrostic SHAPE, your spiritual gifts, heart, abilities, personality, and experiences, to talk about the way God wired you and why you need to not just know your shape, but use it to do the things God made you to do. In just a few minutes, we're going to tell you how you can get the purpose-driven life, selected thoughts and scriptures for the graduate, a hardcover book that will help the student in your life with the decisions they'll face both before and after graduation. You can find out more by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com with two R's in the middle or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with part one of a message called Unwrapping Your Spiritual Gifts.
Robert Kriegel once wrote a book in which he said everybody's always in one of three zones. He said, one is the panic zone. And that's exactly what you do in the panic zone. You panic. In the panic zone, you are out of your league. You are doing work that you're not gifted or shaped or prepared or educated or equipped to do. You are stressed out when you're way in over your head. Have you ever been there? How many of you have ever been in the panic zone? The rest of you are lying. Because everybody's been there. If you've never been in the panic zone, I want you to preach the six services next weekend. That will immediately move you into the panic zone. At the other end of the spectrum is the drone zone. And that's where everything is too easy. You're in a job that's beneath your talent. You got 12 cylinders and you're only using two. It's mindless work. It's boring. You're bummed out by it. Everything is so predictable and easy, you're just bored out of your mind. There's not a single challenge. And many of you have been in the drone zone. Between those two extremes is what he calls the C zone. He calls it the C zone for challenge and confidence and commitment and control. And that's where your gifts and your abilities perfectly match the task that you have to do. I call it the J zone for joy. Because when you're in your J zone, you're in your joy zone, it just feels good. You go, this is what I was made to do. This is me. I'm good at this. I enjoy this. And God is blessing this. And that's where God wants you to live your life, in that joy zone. Not in panic, not in boredom, but right there in the middle. Now, last week we said that God is a giver. And he has given everything that we have is a gift from God. That God so loved the world that he gave. And everything you have is a gift from God. And he made you unique. You are uniquely shaped for his purpose here on earth. There's not anybody in the world like you. God does not make copies of anything. No two trees are alike. No two animals are alike. No two people are alike. God doesn't make copies. Because originals are always more valuable than copies. Even in twins, there are differences that are distinct. And God said, I made you to be you, and I don't want you being anybody else. And we said that there are five things that make you, you. We call them your shape, S-H-A-P-E. They're on your outline. They're spiritual gifts. What am I gifted to do? Heart. What do I love to do? Your passions, your interests, those are given to you, put inside of you by God. Abilities are is the A, your natural abilities that you're good at. P is your personality. You have a very distinct personality, different than everybody else in the world. And E are your experiences, which are unique to you. And you have vocational experiences and relational experiences and spiritual experiences and painful experiences. And God uses all these things to shape you for the purpose he has for your life. Now, today we're going to start, as we look at each of these in detail, how God has shaped you, that when you know what you're shaped to be, then you know what you ought to be, and then you can start focusing on that and make better use of your life. I want to begin by just pointing out that the moment you step across the line spiritually and you say, okay, I'm going to be a believer in Christ. I'm going to go God's way, not my own way. I'm going to let Him direct my life. I want to follow His purpose, not my purpose. I'm going to do what I was wired and made to do. The moment you step across the line, put your faith in Christ, God gives you four major gifts. Many people don't even know that they've got these gifts, but God gives you four major gifts. Number one, He gives you the gift of forgiveness. Now, folks, even if there was no such thing as heaven, and even there is, but even if there weren't, it would be worth it just coming and getting my life right with God just so I don't carry a bunch of guilt around. Most people in life are not very happy because they carry this constant burden of guilt and resentment. Guilt over things I've done to others and resentment over things they've done to me. And that makes you miserable. And the answer to both is forgiveness, asking for it and offering it. And the Bible says in Romans 5:15, Jesus Christ brought forgiveness to many through God's bountiful gift. And the first thing He gives you, He says, okay, we're going to wipe out everything you've ever done wrong. Wiped out, forgiven, forgotten, no condemnation. It's like as if it never happened. That's a good deal. That's the first gift God gives you, forgiveness of all of your past. Second thing He gives you is eternal life. And you might call this the gift that keeps on giving. Because God has long-range plans for you, and He says, I want you to be with me in heaven forever and ever and ever and ever. And in Romans 6:23, the Bible says this, the wages of sin is death, that's the bad news, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. You're never going to work your way to heaven. You're never going to earn your way to heaven. You can't be good enough to get into heaven because heaven's perfect and you're not. You can't buy your way into heaven. God does not grade on a curve and goes, well, your good works are this much and your bad works are this much. And so, yeah, okay, you're in. You can't do it that way. The only way you'll ever get into heaven is it's a free gift. That's what the Bible teaches. That's what Jesus said. And it is a free gift that you accept by faith. And say, Jesus, I'm going to accept what you did for me on the cross, and I get the free gift of eternal life in heaven. The third thing God gives you the moment you become a believer is He gives you the gift of His Spirit. The gift of His Spirit. The Bible calls Him the Holy Spirit. And God says, I'm not just going to be around you, and I'm not just going to be with you. I'm going to put my Spirit inside of you. And the Bible says in Romans 5:5, God has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with His love. How do you know when you're letting God live through your life? The Bible says the fruit of the Spirit is love and joy and peace and patience and goodness and self-control and faith. These are the nine qualities that God says, I put into your life when you let me live through you. And He says, I'm going to be with you, and I'm going to give you strength that you don't have. Many of you have never called on that strength. He's put it in you. It's not a feeling. It's a fact. You may feel full of God. You may not. Doesn't really. Feelings are irrelevant. It's a fact. And God says, you trust me, and I will help give you power through you to do what you need to do. The fourth gift that He gives us is the gift of some special abilities. When you put your faith in Christ, He gives you the gift of forgiveness, eternal life, His Spirit, and some special abilities. Now, these special abilities are called in the Bible spiritual gifts, which makes them different from material gifts or physical gifts. They are spiritual gifts. They are the abilities you need to get the job done that God wants you to do. These spiritual gifts give you a special ability to do the purpose He planned for you. Now, the Bible has a lot to say about this. Look up here on the screen. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 says, brothers and sisters, I want you to understand about spiritual gifts. I want you to understand spiritual gifts. Most people who are believers don't even know they've got them, and much less know what they are. But you have put some spiritual gifts there. God put them in your life, and they're dormant, waiting to be used, special abilities that you now have. The Bible says this in 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Paul says, I never stop thanking God for all the generous gifts he has given you now that you belong to Christ Jesus. He has enriched your church with gifts of eloquence and every kind of knowledge. And you have every spiritual gift that you need. Now notice he says in this verse, he's enriched your church with gifts. If that could be said about any church, it could be said about Saddleback. There are literally thousands of very gifted people in this congregation. God has gifted you and the other people in our church family in an amazing way. It is your giftedness that I see in you that gives me the confidence to say, hey, let's go after some of these big world problems like poverty and disease and illiteracy and corruption and injustice and AIDS and stuff like this. Why? Because I see the giftedness in this congregation that maybe you don't see. It's an amazing combination of talent and the way that God has shaped you. And God says, I gave you these to be used for a purpose. The Bible says this here on the screen, 1 Corinthians 12. A spiritual gift is given to each of us. That means everybody has at least one spiritual gift. If you're a believer, you've got at least one, and you've got many that you don't know about. Spiritual gift is given to each of us as a means of helping the entire church. Now, what is a spiritual gift? Well, as I said, God has a purpose for your life, and your spiritual gifts are the equipment that he gives you to do what he asks you to do. God will never ask you to do something he doesn't give you the ability to do. And it's given to you the moment you accept Christ. You don't get to choose your gift. God says, I'm going to choose it. You don't earn your gift. It's a gift. It's sovereignly given. And the important thing is it's not given for your benefit. Your spiritual gifts are not given for you. They're given to you to help other people. And other people in the church family are given those gifts, their gifts, to help you. For instance, I have some spiritual gifts. When I use my spiritual gifts, like one of them is the gift of teaching. When I use that my gift, you get blessed. When you use your spiritual gift, I get blessed. So do the other people. If other people don't use their gift, you don't use your gift, I don't use my gift, we all get cheated. And every gift is important. It's like a puzzle. When you have a puzzle and one jigsaw piece is missing, what's the first thing you notice? The one missing piece. And if you don't use, you don't develop those gifts that are dormant, lying there, maybe undiscovered in your own life, then we all get cheated. Now, the Bible gives us at least 20 different spiritual gifts that are described. And there are a whole lot more than that. I think that's just exemplary. I don't think it's an exhaustive list. Now, spiritual gifts are different than natural abilities. They can appear the same, but they're different. When you were born, you were given certain natural abilities. For instance, how many of you can roll your tongue? You know what I'm talking about? Like that? How many of you can roll your tongue? Okay, about 63% can roll their tongue. The rest of the people are defective. No, just... just kidding. How many of you can roll your... Anybody can roll your tongue under? Look at that. Let me see it. That is so cool. That is just too cool. Can anybody wiggle your ears? Okay, let me see. That's great. That's really good. Anybody double jointed in their fingers? Okay. All right, let me see it. Yee. That's ugly. That's just flat out ugly. All right. Okay. Anybody double jointed in their toes? That is a real ability. Okay. Can any of you do this? Do any of you hear voices in your head? No, just kidding. Every one of us have different natural abilities. Have you noticed that when kids are born, some things they're just naturally good at? Some kids are born being performers. And I mean, they come out and they're just so cute and they're just showing off and they're just fun to watch. And other kids are just retiring and they look the other way when you look at them. Isn't that true? Who taught them that? It's inborn, natural gift. Some of you are good at math and some of you are good at mechanics and some of you are good at art and music and all that. Some of you are born coordinated and you're good at sports. And you are just naturally, you have a good sense of balance, and some of us are just not coordinated. okay? And you're never going to be coordinated no matter how much, because you didn't get those natural abilities. When you were born, you got a set of natural abilities. Now, when you are born again, in other words, when you have a spiritual rebirth, when you are converted, when you come to Christ, when you experience salvation, in your spiritual rebirth, you get a new set of spiritual abilities to do a whole new thing. They're given to you the moment you become a believer. And you don't have them until you become a believer. If you're not a believer, you don't have any spiritual gifts yet. But they're given to you the moment you step across that line.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. If you've missed any part of today's teaching, you can listen online anytime at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
Do you know someone who is graduating this year? Maybe it's your son or daughter, a grandchild, or perhaps a neighbor or a family friend. As you celebrate this important milestone and they begin the next phase of their journey, they need to know that God created them, loves them, and has a plan for their life. That's why Pastor Rick created a special resource just for graduates called The Purpose-Driven Life, Selected Thoughts and Scriptures for the Graduate. Filled with inspirational scripture, biblical wisdom from Pastor Rick, and beautiful imagery, this unique hardcover gift book provides a priceless reminder of the bountiful life God has planned for your graduate, and will inspire them to seek His unique plan and purpose for their life. Don't miss this opportunity to minister to the graduate in your life today. We'll send a copy to say thanks when you give a gift to Daily Hope to help share the hope of Jesus Christ with people around the world. You can call 800-600-5004, or you can visit PastorRick.com to get yours. That's PastorRick.com with two R's in the middle, or 1-800-600-5004. And thank you so much for your support.
Once again, here's Pastor Rick.
Spiritual gifts produce spiritual results. Spiritual gifts produce spiritual results. For instance, have you ever noticed the difference between a Bible teacher and a spiritually gifted Bible teacher? Big difference. Big difference. The difference is the difference between information and transformation. A teacher can give you information, but when you're gifted at teaching the Bible, it transforms people's lives. It changes them on the inside. It has an additional power to it that just normal teaching doesn't have. In fact, I know a lot of people who are great teachers in school or in college or business, and they're professional teachers, but they don't have the spiritual gift of teaching, and so it's not the same thing. You can be good in one and not good in the other. Have you ever noticed the difference between somebody who was naturally good at singing and somebody who had the spiritual gift of, say, encouragement or exhortation while they sang? Do you notice the difference in the singing? Oh, yeah. Why is it some people sing, oh, yeah, that was okay, and other people sing, whoa, I just felt that in my heart. It just grabbed me. They had the gift inside them. And it has when you hear somebody who's a really good singer, you go, wow. When you hear somebody who is spiritually gifted in this, you go, wow, God. It draws your attention to God. You go, what a great God. It draws the focus onto God Himself. Have you ever tried to see the difference or notice the difference between somebody who tried to encourage you and somebody who had the spiritual gift of encouragement? You know, some people, they try to encourage you, and you just want to say, thanks, but no thanks. You know, you're not really encouraging me. You're not helping me right now. In fact, you're kind of messing it up. Four reasons why you need to know your spiritual gifts. Four reasons. Number one, because they shape your work. They shape your work. As I said last week, in architecture, form follows function. Tell me what you want to use the building for, and I'll tell you how to build it. But in human beings, it's the exact opposite. Function follows form. Figure out how God shaped you, how He wired you, what He's given you in gifts, heart, personality, experiences, abilities, and then you'll know what you're supposed to do with your life. And so your shape, your spiritual gifts shape your work. Now, Jesus said this here on the screen. He said, I must work the work of the one who sent me to earth while there is still time. He says, I got to work the works of the one who sent me. He said, you know what? Life doesn't last forever. You're only here for a while. Then you're going into eternity. He goes, I got to get the job done while I'm here because I'm not going to have forever. That's true of you too. In fact, Paul said this, St. Paul, he said, life is worth nothing unless I use it for doing the work assigned me by the Lord Jesus. Did you know that God has work for you to do? Specific work that he wants you to do while you're on this planet? And nobody else can do that work? It's called your life's work. God doesn't put people on earth without giving them a life's work. And your life's work involves your job, your career. It involves your ministry, your mission, all these different things.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We are so thankful that you've chosen to spend some time with us. If you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions we didn't have time for today, just go to PastorRick.com with two R's in the middle and listen online anytime. Rick will be back to close out our time today, but first, do you know someone who's graduating this year? Maybe it's your son or daughter, a grandchild, or perhaps a neighbor or family friend. As you celebrate this important milestone and they begin the next phase of their journey, they need to know that God created them, loves them, and has a plan for their life. That's why Pastor Rick created a special resource just for graduates called The Purpose-Driven Life, Selected Thoughts and Scriptures for the Graduate. Filled with inspirational scripture, biblical wisdom from Pastor Rick, and beautiful imagery, this unique hardcover gift book provides a priceless reminder of the bountiful life God has planned for your graduate, and it will inspire them to seek his unique plan and purpose for their life. Don't miss this opportunity to minister to the graduate in your life today. We'll send you a copy to say thanks when you give a gift to Daily Hope to help share the hope of Jesus Christ with people around the world. You can call 800-600-5004 or you can visit PastorRick.com to get yours. That's Pastor Rick with two R's in the middle or 1-800-600-5004. And thank you so much for your support. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with a letter from one of our listeners.
Today I want to share a letter from John who says he's been reading the Daily Hope devotionals for 10 years. Wow, great, John. John says he uses these written devotionals every morning to start his daily prayer and Bible reading, and he writes this. Pastor Rick, I started receiving your Daily Hope devotionals about 10 years ago. Not only did they bless my life and help me with my daily walk, I would save them and send them to my friends when issues or questions would come up. So I look forward every morning to reading these devotionals, which typically start my daily prayer and Bible reading. You know, I recently got my boss signed up for Daily Hope devotionals, and it hit me how powerful they really are. You know, my wife and I decided to support Daily Hope over and above our tithe to our church to help you bring one more to Jesus. Well, John, your message is so special to me. You have really blessed me with this letter because I'm glad for three reasons. First, that you have grown as a Christian through Daily Hope. Second, I'm glad that you're using the Daily Hope to help you study God's Word on a personal basis. And third, I want to thank you for caring enough to help other people that you have given generously of your funds and gifts to help us stay on the air and to allow us to actually even expand into other stations to take the good news of hope to places where it is desperately needed. So, John, thank you, thank you, thank you.
If you'd like to let Rick know how this broadcast has blessed you, you can write him at rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.